The U.S. is expelling dozens of Russian diplomats and will close the Russian consulate in Seattle in response to Moscow's alleged involvement in the poisoning of an ex-spy and his daughter in Britain earlier this month. Today, word of those American penalties were echoed by announcements in European capitals across the continent. Russia has denied responsibility for what the U.K. describes as the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury in southern England on March 4th. They are still hospitalized, still unconscious. NPR's national security correspondent Greg Myrie is here. Greg, so who are these people being expelled? Is it thought that they're not diplomats but spies?
Well, that's what the Trump administration is saying. And there's certainly the presumption that many of the Russian diplomats coming here are, in fact, intelligence people. The U.S. monitors them, keeps an eye on them, certainly has a list. And I'm sure these are the people identified as intelligence agents are being kicked out. It is a huge number. And there may be some ordinary diplomats in that group as well. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, something like 60. But why close the Russian consulate in Seattle in particular?
The reason they're giving is that it's near the Boeing manufacturing plant and near a submarine base, but also just, I think, a way to send part of a pretty strong message. In fact, the Trump administration last summer also closed the Russian consulate in San Francisco. So now both of the Russian consulates on the West Coast are being closed down.
Yeah. Well, Russia's embassy in Washington tweeted out, you know, to its followers, vote for which U.S. consulate should be closed, St. Petersburg. Vladivostok, I mean, they obviously are thinking there will be some retaliation. But how serious is this? Put this in context.
In diplomatic terms, it is pretty serious. Maybe in the slightly broader context, nobody's threatening military maneuvers or security actions. But it's part of this one additional element of friction with, obviously, the 2016 election, this diplomatic issue over the poisoning of a former spy, the situation in Syria where Russia and the U.S. are on opposite sides of that war. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan said Russia is helping the Taliban. So it adds one more element to a very fraught relationship.
Well, the investigation of Russian involvement in the U.S. election, in the British Brexit election. Less than a week ago, President Trump called Vladimir Putin and congratulated him for winning with air quotes, the Russian election, despite the leaked memo that said he was not to congratulate him. And now we have this, you know, expelling of diplomats today. Is it seen as connected, or is this something that the White House, you know, had to go along with, you know, countries around the world?
I think probably the driving force was to present a unified effort between the United States and many of its European allies, Germany, Britain, and others. So I think that's probably more the driving force. I'm not sure it was really to counter that congratulatory call last week. I'd see it more in that light.
Yeah. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. There's going to be a lot of moving vans pulling up to homes in Washington, D.C. in particular, Seattle. Greg, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.